Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and the Keystone Sports Network on Spotify and SoundCloud. We're everywhere. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're going to talk some recruiting to start things off today in light of Julian Fleming's commitment to Ohio State last week. We're going to try to figure out what's next at the wide receiver position. How big of a need is that in the 2020 class? And who are the names to watch moving forward? Greg's going to help us out with that. We're going to do a couple new segments on our player profile series, just focusing on the 2019 season and all the players who could be key parts of Penn State's team. We're going to round things out with a special Wednesday edition of Ask Greg. So your questions on the Penn State football front, on the Penn State recruiting front. I can imagine what they've been in the last few days in light of the Julian Fleming commitment. So let's start, Greg, with the wide receiver board for Penn State and trying to work our way through the names that are on it. But really, as you look at the depth chart now, there are a lot of names on it. There is a lot of youth on Penn State's depth chart now, but it's also a position that you need to keep recruiting in pretty big numbers year in and year out to keep that. It's a slippery slope, a fine line between having too much depth and not enough depth. So I wonder, just in a big picture sense, how important is it to get at least one wide receiver in the 2020 class, and how many do you think they are looking for and should target in the 2020 class?
Yeah, I would say they have to get at least three. And here's the problem with receiver. It's kind of similar to quarterback, not quite, but when you get guys in the program that don't play as much as they think they should or want to, they're a very easy position then to have guys transfer out of, just because of the fact that, you know, again, you have recruits who come in with high expectations and big-time ideas about what they're going to do. And if they don't get on the field as quickly as they think they should, or if the ball doesn't come their way as much as they wanted to, they might look around and say, you know what, if I'm going to go to the NFL, I got to get some production on and some tape and some other, you know, some stats on my ledger. So let me go somewhere else. So it's one position, I think you just put it perfectly, where you could go from an abundance and an overabundance, really, of talent and players to not nearly enough. And that's always the fine line you're walking. For Penn State, they got a couple in the last cycle. They lost, you know, two guys at the transfer portal. Well, one to the Eagles and one to the transfer portal. No, two to the transfer portal, one to the Eagles. Excuse me. And they're bringing in, you know, two guys this year, one grad transfer with Weston Carr, but he's only going to be here for a little bit. So it's a position you have to keep stocking up on, and that's what makes, you know, the Fleming loss make Penn State turn its attention to other recruits pretty quickly.
So Penn State's depth chart now, Weston Carr comes in from Azusa Pacific, a Division II school. He's a redshirt senior. Dan Chisena is another redshirt senior who I'll be interested to see what his role is going to be like. And those two steadying hand types, George Campbell, we learned a few days ago, coming from Florida State, no longer coming to Penn State. He's exploring his other transfer options. But after the two redshirt seniors, you've got three third-year sophomores in K.J. Hamler, Mack Hippenhammer, Cam Sullivan Brown, a true sophomore in Jahan Dotson, two redshirt freshmen in Justin Shorter and Daniel George, and then two true freshmen in John Dunmore and T.J. Jones, who, by the way, just for what it's worth, I watched T.J. Jones film a little bit more extensively over the past week, and boy, I really came away more impressed than I thought I would be by him. I think he looks like he could be the pretty full package of skills, not just a speed guy, but a wide receiver type. So you look at all these guys, you know, they're going to play out the 2019 season, and then all of them, all the key players, are going to have at least two seasons of eligibility left beyond this one. Mm-hmm. But as we mentioned, it's always important to get that keep that chain of development going. So you think three wide receivers in this class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. Just simply because, again, I think it's one of the positions that is most you know, likely to be susceptible to guys leaving just because, again, there's, you know, three or four guys that start. Penn State doesn't typically rotate its receivers, Dustin. The only time it brings somebody in during a series is when a guy goes for a deep pass. You know, they typically bring that guy off for at least one play to get somebody else in, which is basically just to keep the offense on rhythm and on schedule and not waiting for that guy to come, you know, maybe 40 or 50 yards back to the huddle. So, you know, they don't do a ton of rotation there, which makes sense. You want your best guys, your best pass catchers to be on the field when you have the football. So, but again, I think it's a position that easily you could see a guy or two each season jump into the transfer portal. So when you combine that with the fact that, you know, let's say you have 10, let's say you recruit 10 wide receivers over the next 3 years, what's your hit rate going to be? If 7 of 10 are productive, I think you're probably going to be thrilled. So that means that you have at least three guys out of the 10 who probably aren't ever going to do much for you, if not more. So that's a spot you have to keep replenishing, keep trying to build up. Because, again, it's not like, you know, those numbers can get low in a hurry, and once they do, you're stuck.
And, you know, the wide receivers, and as we mentioned as part of the Julian Fleming conversation, wide receiver is a place now where development is going to be a hot button issue to watch with Jared Parker coming in. And to your point, Cam Sullivan Brown exploring his options and opting to come back just is another point of proof, I guess, that this is a fragile depth thing. So let's look at, if we think multiple wide receivers are going to be in Penn State's 2020 class, it's worth looking at the different names to know as we move forward, starting with Keandre Lambert, a four-star out of Virginia. He is, we're not quite sure when he's looking to decide, and he's looking at some other big-time schools as well. How big of a threat is Penn State for Lambert?
Well, I think that, you know, when you start, I think he's definitely at the top of the list. I mean, he's a guy that Penn State's been recruiting for quite some time. He has a visit set for a little bit later. It is June now, right? Yeah, a little bit later this month. I forget. Those things like the calendar sometimes confuse me. Yeah. But, you know, he's an extremely extremely talented player that, you know, A&M, Clemson, Virginia Tech are some of the big-time players here, as with Penn State. He's 6 foot, 172 pounds, so he's not the biggest guy that Penn State's recruiting this year, but he's certainly probably the biggest target for them left on the board at this point. And, you know, one other thing I would say is, as, you know, we talk here and Penn State picks up a commitment out of the blue, James Franklin just shared the bat signal, so that's interesting. You know, obviously, they're very, very talented, and that's across the board here with targets they're looking at. And, you know, the next guy I think we want to get to, and I'll leave in just a second here, but Jaden Dotton is the Northeast kid. You know, if the Mid-Atlantic, is an area Penn State struggled with a little bit this year, Dustin. This is a guy you have to get. There's just no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say struggle in the Mid-Atlantic. You know, obviously the 2 5-stars who were from Penn State's backyard, so to speak. I mean, Julian Fleming, obviously from Southern Columbia, and then Brian Brisi from Damascus, Maryland. Those are areas where Penn State has been very, very strong. And if you're going to, you know, be losing the 5 stars in that area, it just brings up, you know, an interesting conversation about what Penn State's footprint really is. You've seen a lot more Virginia in recent classes. You've seen, especially in the 2019 class, more Florida, more stretching out into new territories, your North Carolinas, and places that are outside the usual Mid-Atlantic footprint. But is there any kind of compromise to the stronghold Penn State has had mostly in the Mid-Atlantic region? I don't know if so, but I think it is a certain point of a changing philosophy on the recruiting front, where they're hoping to go national and they're taking steps in that direction, but you also can't let your guys closest to home get away from you. So
yeah,
looking ahead to the 2019 season, by the way, we have mentioned a bunch of times on this show and other places. GoPSURV.com has a special deal lined up for the month of June for both the season opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo. You can buy an RV through GoPSURV.com and get a second one free for the same game. You can invite more friends and more family to come join in the fun and all-encompassing experience starting on Friday, ending on Sunday. You don't really ever have to give up the tailgating. You can go from one place to tailgate to another through GoPSURV.com, a free shuttle to Beaver Stadium and back. And to go with all that, you get you also get a free 4-9 tailgate club meal for everyone in your party. The deal is good through the end of June. Makes for a great Father's Day present, even if time is starting to run out. Last minute present, a good bonding experience for you and your dad. You can go to gopsurv.com. You can reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 to learn more. A couple other names, you know, Jaden Dotton is an interesting guy, 6'3", 167 pounds. You'll see these guys start to fill out. Every one of these guys you're looking at, it's interesting, these players being light at this level. John Dunmore is a good example of that. He's, you know, in the 6'3", 170 range. You know that he's going to be 195 pounds before his first year on campus is done. Same thing should be said about these guys. Another kid from the state of Michigan, relatively new name to monitor, Christian Fitzpatrick, who I believe is a 3-star, just got a Penn State offer not long ago. The idea here is that you'll want to watch to see what his visit schedule is like. Mm-hmm. You'll want to see where Penn State fits into that schedule.
Yeah, that's 100% the case. So he's a Michigan kid. Penn State's been pretty successful with recruiting. The middle of Michigan, West Bloomfield, is a place that they've been at before and have got guys out of before. 3-star recruit, Dustin, 112th wide receiver recruit in the country. He's a bigger guy, 6'4", 210, a bit more of your prototypical big guy. And I think Penn State obviously wanted to see him on campus and what he looked like. And as soon as they did, they decided that, you know, the offer was the right thing to do with him. And then obviously they have to fight for him now, as some other schools are also taking notice, just as Penn State did. So we'll see how it all plays out. But he is definitely one to watch. And if Penn State can land two of these guys, maybe they only end up with two. The one thing I would go back and say real quick is that if Penn State's at risk of losing guys to the transfer portal, it can just as easily find guys like Weston Carr in the portal that maybe could help beef up the numbers.
It's a back and forth market. I think what you said earlier this week about this being just an inordinate number of transfers out of Penn State. I think Penn State's going to be high on the high side of having guys transfer out, just because that's what James Franklin has set up to do, to have guys graduate early and then explore their options. Transferring is now a legitimate option as well. So they're going to have some movement, but I think the uncertainty that came from this offseason isn't going to be a normal offseason for most. William Nixon is another wide receiver here. And, you know, as Greg mentioned, 2 to 3 wide receivers should be looking. That should be the number for the 2020 class.
Yeah, 2 to 3. I mean, if you can find them all at the high school level, that's fine and that's well. But you can also, I think, find at least one guy in the transfer portal. Penn State found two in the first year that really was a thing. Obviously, George Campbell didn't end up coming to Penn State for whatever reason. But you'll always have the opportunity to find pass catchers looking for a new home in the transfer portal. So Penn State always have to keep a close eye on that as well.
And if Penn State's wide receivers have a big 2019 season, you're going to see it could impact recruiting in 2020 and beyond that. All right, for now, we're moving on. We're going to continue our player profile series coming up after this short break.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.